Hari Hari Vipale Janama Konaino
Hari Hari Vipale
Hari Hari Vipale Janama Konaino Hari Hari Vipale Janama Gonaino Hari Hari Vipale Janama Gonaino Manusya Janam Apaya Radha Krishna Nabajiya Manusya Janam Apaya Radha Krishna Nabajiya Janiyasu Niya Bisha Khainu Janiya Suniya Bisha Khainu Golokero prema dana Hari nam sankirtana
Golokero prema dana Hari nam sankirtana
Golokero prema dana Hari Nam Sankirtana Rati Na Jani Lokene Tina Chan Nilokene Thai Samsara Vishanale Dibanishi Hiyajwale
Yeah.
সংসার বিষানালে দিবানিশি পিয়াজে জুদাইটি না খু জুদাইটি না খু চন্দ্র নন্দন যে সচি সুতা হইল সে চন্দ্র নন্দন যে সচি সুতা হইল সে বাল রাম হইল ছিল হরি নামে উধারিল ছিল হরি নামে উধারিল সাক্ষী জাগায় মাধার সাক্ষী জাগায় মাধার হা প্রভু নন্দ সুত ভিষবানু সুত যুত হা প্রভু নন্দ সুত ভিষবানু সুত যুত করুণা করো এইবার করুণা করো এইবার মার থাম চাষ হয় না তেলি হঙ্গ নর থাম চাষ হয় না তেলি হঙ্গ সমাধিনাথে আছে আমার সমাধিনাথে আছে আমার প্রভু নন্দ সুত বিশ্বন সুত সুত প্রভু নন্দ সুত বিশ্বন সুত সুত প্রভু নন্দ সুত বিশ্বন সুত সুত করুণা করো হে বারো করুণা করো হে বারো মাধো শ্যাম দাস কয় নাথে ইহ রঙ্গ পায় নাগো শ্যাম দাস কয় নাথে ইহ রঙ্গ পায় ছোমা দিনে খেয়াছে আমারা ছোমা দিনে খেয়াছে আমারা হরি হরি বিপদে জনম গোনাইনু হরি হরি বিপদে জনম গোনাইনু
ও লর্ড হরি I have spent my life uselessly, having obtained a human birth and having not worshipped Radha and Krishna, I have knowingly drunk poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy names. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. Lord Krishna, who is the son of the king of Braj, became the son of Sachi, Lord Chaitanya, and Balaram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagai and Madhai, are evidence of this. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottam Das says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your lotus feet. For who is my beloved except you? Everyone repeat after me. If you want to be rid of the menace of the dog-like personality of Kali, then just sing the glories of the beautiful son of Mother Sachi. much louder, please. If you don't sing loud, I will fall asleep. If you want to be rid of the menace, do you want to be rid of the menace? Then speak from your heart. If you want to be rid of the menace, of the dog-like personality of Kali, then just sing the glories of the beautiful son of Sachi. He is the savior of the Kali Yuga. And he is the destroyer of all fear caused by the age of Kali. Lord Chaitanya maddens Gadadhar Pandit with his love. And he is the treasure of the life of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He is the golden avatar and is most worshipable to Advaitacharya. He is affectionately called Nimai by his mother. He has been named Vishwambar by his grandfather. He is the only lord of Srivas Pandit. And he steals the hearts of all the assembled devotees. Lord Chaitanya is the moon over the town of Nadia. The Lord of Mayapur Dham. And the propagator of his own holy name. He is saintly in behavior. And is the instructor of householders. He is the hero of those who are in the renounced order. He is the husband of the goddess of fortune. And he is overflowing with the ecstatic sentiments of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya is the corrector and purifier of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. The deliverer of King Pratapa Rudra. And the source of nourishment for Srila Ramananda Rai. He is a great hero. He increases the ecstasy of Srila Rupa Goswami. He maintains and protects Srila Sanatan Goswami. And he gladdens Haridas Thakur. He is very grave. Lord Chaitanya meditates on the transcendental mellows of Braj Dham. He is the destroyer of all wicked mentalities. He crushes the cheating propensity of pretending devotees. He crushes the cheating propensity of pretending devotees. He is as beautiful as Cupid. He maintains and protects his pure devotees. And he condemns dry speculative knowledge. He smashes pretentious and hypocritical devotion. And he is the reservoir of all pleasure. If you want to be rid of the menace of the dog-like personality of Kali,
if you want to be rid of the dog-like personality of Kali,
then just sing the glories of Sri Sachinandan. Kali kukura kadan jadi chahe Kali kukura kadan jadi chahe Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Boya Nasana Sri Sachinandana Gao Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Boya Nasana Sri Sachinandana Gao Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Boya Nasana Sri Sachinandana Gao Sri Sachinandana Gao Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Boya Nasana Sri Sachinandana Gao Gada Thada Madana Nipayera Pranadana Adoita Prabhu Jita Gola Someone should play those. Ateta Prabhu Jita Kola Imani Vishwambhara Srinivasa Ishvara Bhakta Samuha Chita Chora Imani Vishwambhara Srinivasa Ishvara Bhakta Samuha Chita Chora Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Boya Nasana Sri Sachinandana Gao Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Boya Nasana Sri Sachinandana Gao Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Boya Nasana Sri Sachinandana Gao Nadiya Shashadara Maya Pura Ishwara Nama Pravartana Sura Na Radhiya Shashadhara Maya Pura Ishwara Nama Pravartana Surya Jana Sikshaka Nasikula Nayaka Madhava Radha Baba Pura Jana Sikshaka Nasikula Nayaka Madhava Radha Baba Pura Everybody, Kali Mika Pavana, Kali Bodhana Sama, Isachi Nandana Gao. Kali Mika Pavana, Kali Bodhana Sama, Isachi Nandana Gao. Kaliyuga Pavana Kali Boyanasana Susachi Nandana Gao. Sarvabhauma Shodana Kacha Patitharana Ramananda Pasana Gira Sarvabhauma Shodana Kacha Patitharana Ramananda Pasana Gira Ananda Vardana Sanatana Palana Haridasa Modana Dira Ananda Vardana Sanatana Palana Haridasa Modana Dira Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bodhanasana Isachi Nandana Gao. Kapavana Kali Boyanasana Sisachi Nandana Gao. Sisachi Nandana Gao. Sisachi Nandana Gao. Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bodhanasana Isachi Nandana Gao. Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bodhanasana Isachi Nandana Gao. Rajarasa Pavana Tushamata Satana Kapati Vikatata Kama Rajarasa Pavana Tushamata Satana Kapati Vikatana Kama Bhakta Palana Shushka Jana Tadana Chala Bhakti Dushana Rama Shri Shuka Bhakta Palana Shushka Kana Thadana Chala Bhakti Dushana Rana Hadiva Kapavana Kalibodana Sana Sisachinandana Kao Kali Yuga Pavana Kalibodana Sana Sisachinandana Kao Kaliyuga Pavana Kalibhoyana Sanda Sri Satchinandana Kao Hey! Kaliyuga Pavana Kalibhoyana Sanda Sri Satchinandana Kao Yuga Pavana Kalibhoyana Sanda Sri Satchinandana Kao Kali Kukura Kadam Jadi Chao Kali Kukura Kadam Jadi Chao Hey! Kali Kukura Kali Yuga Pavana Kalibhoyana Sanda Sri Satchinandana Kao 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 Sri Satchinandana Kao Sri Satchinandana Kao
Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Boya Nasana Sisachi Nandanaga. Everybody! Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Boya Nasana Sisachi Nandanaga. Yuga Pavana Kali Boya Nasana Sisachi Nandanaga.
Yesterday, a socially aware person said to me that the test of the sincerity of your congregation, in my mind, will be witnessed tomorrow. How many people come to your temple for the Sunday program, and how many people choose another priority? Today, as you know, there is a very important cricket tournament taking place somewhere in this world. And wherever I go, on the roads, that is what everyone is thinking about. Cricket. Where I'm from, the only crickets we know of are little insects that go chee 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 at night. Yes? Have you ever heard of any other type of cricket? They're about this big, and at night they go chee 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 chee. So for us, a cricket tournament is when they're all going chee 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 chee. But India, the whole 1.5 billion people are very much immersed in this choo-choo-choo-choo cricket tournament. Please come. Yes. But I would like to congratulate all of you. You have passed the test. According to time, place, and circumstance, this is a serious expression of surrender. Sarva dharman parityajya, mam ekam sharanam braja, aham tvam sarva papevyo mokshayishami ma sujaha. Abandon all varieties of dharma and just surrender to me. I will protect you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. So, in modern times, this Sarvadharman Parityajya is very much being exemplified by all of you today. Thank you very much. Not that we're against cricket.
Certainly it's good exercise for children. Keeps them out of trouble. But we have sung in this beautiful bhajan of Sri Narottam Das Thakur, how very precious is the treasure of this human form of life. Thakur Narottam, by the way, Narottam Ananda Prabhu has come today, one who is always taking bliss in remembering Narottam. Narottam Das Thakur is revealing the heart of a really sincere devotee of the Lord. This spirit of humility is the common thread which is exemplified in the lives of all the true Vaishnavas. Although he's on the highest level of transcendental realization, he is praying in this way, O Lord Hari, I have spent my life uselessly. Having obtained this rare human birth and not having worshipped Radha and Krishna, I have knowingly drunk poison. These may appear to be strong words, but for one who is very sincere, he takes every moment of human life very, very seriously. Our beloved Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada explained in so many ways that the animals are eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. They also have so many sports. Have you ever watched the monkeys in Vrindavan? They have so many sports. They throw things, they wrestle, they jump, they race, they fly over branches and branches. And dogs have so many sports. And they are all hunting for something to eat, that is their economic profession. Raising families, protecting the young ones, nourishing them, defending against intrusion. This human intelligence is so subtle. It is developed after 8 million species of life. It is so precious. Durlabha manava janma lobhya samsare. And every minute of human life is so rare. It is said that youth is wasted on the young. Because when you're young, oftentimes, so much waste of time. We don't recognize how fast life is passing. Death approaches all of us very rapidly. What have we done? What have we accomplished? That is sincere thought. We are the eternal soul. And this human body is the perfect vehicle to transport the soul back to its eternal home, the kingdom of God, Vaikuntha. According to scripture, of all the worlds, that is the only purpose of human life. God has given us, through material nature, a body that can carry us, a vehicle that can transport us to our home, back to Godhead, where our real family is, the family of the soul, Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari. The eternal pastimes of the Lord is actually our family life, where everything is full of bliss forever. This is reality. Everything else is a shadow, a perverted reflection of that reality. And this very body that you have today has the power to transport you to the eternal paradise where all of your desires are fulfilled. But we're trying to fulfill those desires in a place where it is unconditionally guaranteed that all of your aspirations will be frustrated. Dukalaya mashashvatam, because everything is temporary. The reason why Bhagavad Gita and the Vaishnava literatures speak in a realistic way about this material plane of consciousness, which appears to be negative, is to impel us to understand the great necessity of taking shelter of the supreme, eternal, positive nature of God, of Krishna. But Maya is so strong. Illusion is so powerful that moment after moment after moment just steals away our life. Narottam Das Thakur is saying that any moment of not engaging in the loving service of the Lord while having this human life, he considers that he has used those moments drinking poison. Strong words, but why does he use? What is poison? Why people do not like poison? Of course, some people do like poison. Intoxication is poison. If you take too much, you die. If you take not quite that much, you become intoxicated. Poison kills one. Poison causes suffering and death. Forgetfulness of God is the root cause of all real suffering. To always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna is the very foundation of all scriptures. Kapila Dev said, all the injunctions, all the philosophies, all the teachings are in pursuance of these two principles. Remembrance. Yam yavapi smaran bhavam tyajyante kalevaram. What you remember at the time of death, you will attain. If we remember Krishna, we will attain Krishna. So one who understands the subtle spiritual reality of existence knows that to remember Krishna is life, and it brings us to eternal life. And to forget Krishna is, from a spiritual point of view, death. And to engage in those actions, conversations, and thoughts that cause us to forget Krishna is compared here to willingly drinking poison. At our Bhaktivedanta hospital, if someone has willingly drunk poison, or even unwillingly drunk poison, there's a whole emergency method of trying to somehow or other give them antidotes to that poison. Yes, Dwarkadish Prabhu? Something like that? You have to get the poison out of them. I have seen people, they have drink poison. They have to pump everything out of their stomach to get that poison out. Then put something new inside. That's what spiritual life is about. It's not easy. It takes time to free ourselves from all of these attachments, all of these egoistic, selfish desires, which are a result of drinking poison. We have to somehow or other clean it out of us, detoxify ourselves of these material inclinations based on selfish ego, lust, anger, envy, greed, pride, and illusion. These are the symptoms of being poisoned spiritually. And the Lord has given us the perfect medicine. Narottam Das Thakur continues, the treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavan. The treasure of divine love. The most precious love that everyone aspires for. From the highest realm of the spiritual world has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's names. This chanting of Harinam can cleanse our hearts of the effects of even millions of births of drinking poison. It could reestablish our natural healthy condition of pure unalloyed love. Today, so much conflict. Someone showed me a newspaper where people were marching against war, against violence. That is good. But at the same time, what about all the millions and millions of innocent cows and other such life-loving children of God that are being slaughtered every day? They have their rights too, as much as the people of Iraq, India, and America. Who is standing up for the protection of the innocent? It is a type of hypocrisy to discriminate. So much violence, so much hatred, so much anxiety and depression. Why? Because our innate spiritual propensity to love is not being fulfilled. And we're trying to find that pleasure somewhere, somehow, in some way. But when people are satisfied, when people learn, if you love God, then you must love what God loves. Krishna says in Gita, Aham Bija Pratapita, all living beings are my children. To love Krishna, one naturally, spontaneously loves everything Krishna loves. And Krishna loves everything and everyone. But his love is true. It is real. It is for the real welfare of the soul. Bhoktaram jagatapasam saravalokameheshwaram. Prabhupada called this the peace formula spoken by the Lord Himself. People want peace. People march for peace. Other people fight for peace. So many different ways people are trying to find some kind of peace. But real peace has to be found within your own heart before you can actually make a difference in this world. The peace formula is to understand what is our relationship with Krishna. What is everything and everyone's relationship with Krishna? Everything is Krishna's property. Everything should be used according to Krishna's will. And everyone is Krishna's children, and everyone should be respected as such. By living according to this principle, we can gradually learn how to remember Krishna. But the name of the Lord has descended causelessly from the spiritual world, and the Lord is impregnated His name with His own divine eternal presence to cleanse, purify our hearts, to flush all the poisons out of our mind, ego, and intelligence, to restore our natural propensity to love. That is the purpose of chanting the holy names. Not simply to get some material relief, although you will get that. Haridas Thakur proclaimed to assembly of the learned Brahmins that an insignificant, irrelevant byproduct of the chanting of the holy names is mukti, liberation from all suffering forever. The real purpose of chanting the holy names is the innate, integral longing of the soul. Krishna prema, to love Krishna. The holy names of the Lord awakens that love. Enechi asadi maya nashi boro lagi. Hari naam maha mantra lao tumi magi. The holy name of Krishna has been given as the medicine that can cure us of the real disease of the heart. But Narottam Das Thakur is teaching us, we have received the holy names. So many people in this world have not. Are we better than them? Do we take a high, mighty, egoistic approach and think, you are fallen and I am saved? That is not the spirit of a Vaishnava. He is explaining here, why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns from the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not taken the means to relieve it. How many of us are actually, honestly, taking shelter of the holy name? By Srila Prabhupada's love, kindness upon us, He has sacrificed His life to give us the holy name. But are we really receiving it? Are we taking shelter? Is it our priority? Are we following the principles by which the holy name will really act to its full potential? By guarding against offenses, by living a simple and devotional life. Devotees like Narottam Das Thakur, they never ever think that they're better than anyone. But they preach. And they even take the role of gurus and acharyas. Why? To share the blessed, sublime mercy that they have causelessly received with others. We should always be striving to improve. We should always be longing for deeper, deeper dedication. We should be crying out for the shelter of Krishna's holy names. Krishna, who is the son of the king of Braj, has become the son of Sachi. Narottam Das Thakur is rejoicing. This is our hope. Krishna's Leela from the spiritual world was enacted in this land of India, in Mathura and Vrindavan and Dwarka, at the very end of the Dwapar Yuga. His intimate associates, the Nitya Siddhas from the spiritual world, descended to assist him. And others, purified souls from previous ages, came to finish their divine education of love by participating in his leela. He demonstrated the wonderful, wonderful activities of the spiritual world to attract our hearts. But in the age of Kali, no one could understand properly. Therefore, that same Krishna has descended as Lord Chaitanya, the son of Sachi, to open the doors to his pastimes and invite everyone in. Just take the names of Krishna. And Lord Balaram, the great protector of the spiritual world, the original servant, supreme servitor personality of Godhead. He is Krishna himself in the mood of the eternal servant of Krishna, providing, facilitating everything for Krishna. He has descended as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. As Govinda spoke on Nityananda's appearance day, that as Balaram, when he saw that egoistic Romaharshan Sutta sitting on a big seat, something like I'm doing now, speaking so many high subjects, he was a disciple of Vyasadeva. No small thing to be a disciple of Vedavyas, godbrother of Shukadev Goswami. Balaram came in. But he was thinking, I am representing Vyasadeva. But when a superior personality entered, he did not offer any acknowledgement or obeisances. So Balaram is thinking, huh? What is this? This man is representing the Bhagavatam? Huh? He's misleading people. Srila Prabhupada explained that philosophy without proper behavior is practically useless. We discussed this last week. Prabhupada was explaining the proper behavior of compassion to other living beings. and how in certain places this lack of compassion is so prominent. And this person said, it was actually a PhD candidate doing a thesis about Indian gurus, said, I would now like to speak philosophy with you. And Prabhupada said, philosophy is useless without proper behavior. So Roma Harshan was speaking all philosophy perfectly, but he did not know how to respect others. So what is the use? So what did Balaramji do? Govinda Prabhu instructed. With great realization, he spoke this story. He picked up a piece of kusha grass. Yes? Or durva grass or kusha grass? Some grass. He was also a great pundit. He picked up a blade of grass and touched it to Roma Harshan's chest. And just by the touch of that grass, his heart cracked and he fell dead. Shri Balaramji ki! Of course, he was liberated in the process. But even Balaram took a humble position, because the Brahmins there said, actually, Balaramji, we don't want to interrupt your lila or anything, but we do have to tell you something, that we just gave a benediction to him that he would live a long life. And we're Brahmins, we're supposed to be your representatives, and you came and did like this. So Balaram said, well, the son lives through the father, so we will give that benediction to his son, Suta Goswami. He was empowered by Sri Balaramji with his causeless mercy, the original guru. And he was the one that spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to the sages of Naimisharanya, headed by Sonaka Rishi. And then Balaramji actually performed all kinds of tapasyas just to please the Brahmins. But actually, he did the perfect thing because it was his duty. Paritra naya sadhunam vinashaya chuduskravam dharma samstapanataya sambhavami juke juke. The Lord has to perform his duty when he comes to this world out of his mercy, which is to reestablish the true principles of religion, protect the innocent, and discard those who are cheating. But in Kali Yuga, if Balaram came in Kali Yuga in that form, he would be traveling all around the world with that blade of grass. The whole world would be a graveyard. Haribo. Therefore, in the age of Kali, Balaram extends the most magnanimous, munificent nature of his mercy. Why? Because in the age of Kali, he is coming as the servant of Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gauratveshe Namaha. Most magnanimous, most merciful, most accommodating of all incarnations. He's coming in the role of his own devotee, begging us to take his love. And Nityananda Prabhu, that was his life and soul, to give the mercy of Lord Chaitanya to everyone. Anyone who once even spoke the name of Lord Chaitanya, that person became the life and soul of Lord Nityananda. So in this avatar, Balaram picked up that grass. The grass, he killed Romaharshan Sutta with. And in a spirit of divine humility, he placed the grass between his teeth and fell at the feet of the most sinful, envious offenders, and with tears of compassion in his eyes and folded palms, begged them, "Please take the name of Krishna and be saved. The real Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your best friend. Krishna is the real treasure of your life. Krishna is your very life and soul. Please, my brothers and sisters, take shelter of the holy names of Krishna."
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Very nice echo effect. Actually, when we chant, we should create a louder roar that purifies the universe than if the Indian cricket team scores, than what it would sound like in that stadium in Africa. Let us chant with that spirit. I can understand that all of you know what it's like to be at a cricket match. When you have been tested again. Nityananda Prabhu, with such humility, approached Jagai and Madhai, murderers, rapists, drunkards, thieves. They would burn people's houses to the ground. And they had not even the slightest remorse or regret. Nityananda Prabhu did not come and say, "You're going to hell, but I'm going to heaven." This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All he had to do was pick up a little blade of grass and just touch them, and they would be dead instantly. When Balaramji was angered by the leaders of the Kurus, when they were disrespecting Samba, yes? And Lakshmana. His glance became so intense that Bhishma, Karna, Duryodhana, the greatest warriors in the entire planet, were trembling in fear seeing his glance. They understood that glance could burn to ashes the entire universal creation within a moment. That is the power of Balaram. And Madhai smashed him on the head with a clay pot and made blood profusely pour from his head, covering his body and his clothes. They were blaspheming him, and they were about to hit him again. But in his role of Lord Nityananda, with folded palms and tears of love for them in his eyes, he begged, "Please, I don't mind that you hit me. But the fact that you've wasted your life with such ignorance. That breaks my heart. Just take the name of Krishna. Take love of God. It's been given to you freely. Just chant. They were about to hit him again. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, ready to punish these offenders, calling Sudarshan Chakra, Nityananda Prabhu begged, "My dear Lord Gauranga, please forgive them. If I have ever done anything that has pleased you, let all of the assets of all those spiritual credits be invested in delivering these two men. And besides that, it doesn't even hurt. It may look like that, but it doesn't hurt. And Jagai tried to help me. He stopped Madai from hitting me again." Lord Nityananda Prabhu was only seeing the spark of goodness in them. That beautiful scene has been so expertly painted by our Srila Haridas Thakur Prabhu. And by Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, Jagai and Madhai's heart melted by his love. This was the real match. This is real victory. The victories of this world, when we were little boys in America and Europe and other places, so many sporting events. And one year your team is the champion, Haribo! And then the next year they're way, way on the bottom. They can't do anything. Nobody says Haribo then. Nobody says Haribo anyway, actually. So up and down and up and down. It's the nature of the world, up and down and up and down. Happiness, distress, honor, dishonor, pleasure, pain, birth, death, success, failure, victory, defeat. But devotees celebrate defeat over ignorance, defeat over illusion, and that can only be conquered by love. And that power of spiritual love has descended by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda in the holy names. So let us be very serious about this great benediction of the vehicle of a human form of life and utilize it to engage in those activities and speak those words that are conducive to our real welfare and the welfare of others. Let us deeply pray for real gratitude and honesty in putting our hearts at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, and their devotees. And celebrate the victory over illusion and suffering by loudly chanting the holy name. Today we have several special guests. I would like to invite each of them to speak for some time. One of the very, very senior devotees of our society, we introduced him on Gaur Purnima, is Kuladri Prabhu. Perhaps I spoke some instances that were not to be spoken of how he protected me from many dangers. Of course, this is the difference between the values people have. Yanisha sarvabhutanam. Krishna says what is day for one person is night for another. What a brahmachari sees as danger, the ordinary living being welcomes it as a benediction. But Kaladri Prabhu is really a person who loves Srila Prabhupada with his heart and soul and has really given. I can tell you stories about Kaladri Prabhu for many, many days. I have personally witnessed how in his spirit of dedication to Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas, he could be absolutely fearless. Such a heart. He and his whole family literally gave their lives year after year after year to help the world be Krishna conscious. And we also have with us Narottam Ananda Prabhu, who is a inhabitant of Radharas Bihari's temple. One of the most wonderful Vaishnavas I've ever met. I really have such deep respect and affection for him. Prabhupada asked him to be the head pujari of Krishna Balaram temple at the time of the installation of Krishna Balaram. Now of all temples in all the world, Prabhupada considered the most important place to have high standard of deity worship is Vrindavan. Because that's the greatest emphasis in Vrindavan. People come from all over India and the world to see the temples and to see the deities. And there's so many traditions and intricate standards. Prabhupada wanted the people of Vrindavan to really respect and love our devotees in our temple. So of all devotees throughout the world, he asked Narottam Ananda Prabhu to be the pujari for Sri Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar and Gaur Nitai. And then later, when Radharas Bihari temple was open, they asked him to come and establish deity worship here. And as I have told you previously, he's one of the best cooks in the world. And in 1972, I cut his vegetables for him. And he would cook on pots, huge, not so huge in those days, but big pots on wood fires. And I was his pot washer. And I consider myself to always be his pot washer. Let us welcome Kuladri Prabhu and Narottam Ananda Prabhu to Sri Radha. Please, having them here is a greater victory than scoring at a cricket match. So let us. We also have Lakshmi Narasingha Prabhu and Rohit Prabhu. Lakshmi Narasingha Prabhu. I have been observing him over the years, he's just such a well-wisher of everyone. He's just, there's no envy or malice in his heart for any living being. He's just such a gentle and kind devotee. And at the same time, so capable. He was a big book distributor in Radha Damodar, temple president of New York City, Manhattan, 55th Street skyscraper, the most prestigious and best temple in the history of the Western world. He was temple president, and several other places. His love for his good qualities, his kirtan, his wonderful speeches, and Rohit Prabhu. He is perhaps the senior most cowherd boy in the Hare Krishna movement. He has been herding cows since time immemorial. How much he loves the cows. He probably sees us all as a big herd of cows. He will milk. Let us pray that he milks us all and somehow extracts that milk of devotion from our hearts by his association. Let us welcome these two wonderful souls to Sri Radha Gopal. And Tridas Prabhu is here. He's cooking. Tridas Prabhu, one of my dearest friends and god brothers, and his good wife Krishnaloka, they come here often. They're cooking somewhere, but let us welcome them in such a way that even if they're cooking in South Africa, they will hear us. Kulaji Prabhu, could you come up here? People can see you nicer. And Narottamananda, there's space. Please come.
Is this on? Hare Krishna? Yeah. I really don't know what I'm doing up here. But so I came today with some very close friends of mine, also a god sister and her family. Her name is Kanti Devi Dasi, and I think she's sitting back there somewhere. She's here with her two daughters and husband and other son and Dan is here also. So before I came to India, before I came to Vrindavan and Bombay, I served in Paris where I was the head pujari for 2 years. So while I was in Paris, Conti had joined the temple in Paris, although she's from Key West, Florida, in the United States. She was traveling in Europe and met the devotees and became a devotee there. She's a very expert seamstress and cook, and she served there for many years very sincerely, and then moved back to Key West in the U.S., where she raised her family and instilled with them a very deep sense of love for Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. Sometimes it's very easy when you live in the environment of the temple and you have the support systems of the temple and the framework of the temple, it seems more easy to be Krishna conscious because you have that association every day, the regular classes and activities of the temple. But due to various circumstances, sometimes people have to live where a temple is not so accessible. And to still maintain that degree of connection with Prabhupada and Krishna becomes more difficult, especially when you have the burden of maintaining yourself in the material world and so many responsibilities. So I have the honor of serving with her in Paris for many years and being a friend, a very dear friend, for at least 30 years. So she is here, having met with a very difficult tragedy approximately 1 year ago, when her young son, 15-year-old son, was killed in a car accident. And she has come to India with her family and brought his ashes and is revisiting the temples and places where they came 5 years ago in 1997, when her young son had the benefit of coming to India, and her whole family had the opportunity to reconnect with Prabhupada and Krishna and the ISKCON family. Because for them it was very difficult growing up for many years basically on their own. So to come to Krishna's place and visit Srila Prabhupada's temples and meet the family such as we have here, such a beautiful temple with such warm feeling amongst all the devotees. I don't think we could fit more people in this room if we tried to. Just so many people enthusiastic to hear about Krishna and devotional service, and to have the association of Srila Prabhupada's devotees and to chant and glorify the holy name. So she decided that she wanted to bring her children and have her family come back to India, where they could have the opportunity to reconnect directly with Krishna and Prabhupada's family. So she came in 1997, and she is again here today. So the family has been in Bombay for a few days, and they will leave tomorrow for Mayapur and then Vrindavan. So I don't know if we'll have the opportunity to hear her speak, but she has some very, very deep realizations about Krishna consciousness. Because it's very easy to listen in class and then have your turn to sit and speak what we've heard, but it's much more difficult to think about it very deeply and realize the knowledge and to live through something of a very great test. And she is a very sincere devotee, and she's been put to a very major test along with her whole family. So So I'm very pleased to introduce the family and to be here and have their association and have them all be an important part of my life. Kanti Dasi is I think, sitting there. Kanti, can you stand? She hiding somewhere. Kanti Devi Dasi and her oldest daughter, Revati, and Krishna Shakti. Come on, don't be shy. And her husband, Jack, and Dan is there, and also Matt. So it's a pleasure to have everyone here, and thank you for your affection and hospitality. You already said so many things. Let them speak. I come. I'm a Bombay Wala. But I will say that I think people in the neighborhood probably think India already scored some heavy points. They're probably, but the game hasn't even started yet. They're probably very confused. I would also like to say that Maharaj has a way of really seeing the good in everyone. And like he sees that one little drop of good and like expands it to look like some very great activities.
Hare. Radhanath Maharaj and I have been through a lot of adventures. And very dear part of my life. And I thank him for inviting me and a visit, and thank all of you for your wonderful examples. You are truly an inspiration. I visited the hospital for the last few days, and I was telling one devotee, actually I was telling Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, I said, I could listen to 100 lectures, and spending one day with these devotees, I get more realization than listening to 100 lectures. Of course, I've already listened to 10,000 lectures, but truly inspirational. When Raghunath Prabhu was describing the beginning of the hospital and the sacrifices that the doctors performed, I had tears in my eyes. And for me to have tears in my eyes, pretty significant. So it's been a very uplifting experience to see this community of Vaishnavas and the mood and that Maharaj has established. So thank you all very much. And when he talks about me, just don't take that too seriously, please. And I had the very good fortune of being with Srila Prabhupada, and I often think how fortunate I am. So I try to put it in perspective. Brahmanda Brahmate Kon Bhagavan Jeev Guru Krishna Krishpai Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. So, I've been traveling universes since time immemorial. And Krishna comes from time to time, and he appears. And so Krishna appeared 5,000 years ago. So We all took birth about 5,000 years after Krishna appeared. Pretty close to auspicious. Actually, we took birth about 500 years after the appearance of Lord Chaitanya. We're getting closer, chasing them around the universe. Creation, actually, not just this universe. Then somehow or other, I was fortunate enough, we were fortunate enough, to take birth the same time Srila Prabhupada was on the planet. This extraordinary pure devotee who, through Shastra we can see how empowered he was and how he was an eternal part of the Leela of the parade of incarnations to save the world. He was the pure devotee servant to the mission of Lord Chaitanya. So how significant was my birth and how much responsibility comes with that birth? If I ever want to see the form of my guru again, I can't waste this life. I have to demonstrate to him that I love him. So Prabhupada wrote so many wonderful books. He gave his life. This is what Maharaj was lecturing in the beginning of his speech today. So I was thinking one time, having been in New Vrindavan for some 20 years and practicing, as you said, in the association of devotees in a temple, you take shelter. But then I went out, started a business, tries to support my family. And I was thinking, Prabhupada spent his life writing these books. If I don't read them, why will Krishna let me have his association in my next life? And if you as a parent work so hard and your child doesn't appreciate it, you have to show that appreciation. So all of you, when you have the association of your spiritual master, relish it, so that when you grow older, you don't kick yourself and say, why didn't I do more? Why didn't I appreciate what he was giving me at the time? Mara said, youth is wasted on the young. So when you start getting older, I know I don't look that old, but actually, when you get older, time speeds up. You see, your life starts to go very quickly and you wish you had that time back. So I can only say take advantage of his association, take advantage of Srila Prabhupada's association, so that late in your life you don't kick yourself and that you make yourself available to receive that mercy of gaining his association in your next life. Because at the time of death, what you spend your life doing is how you move on into the next life. So if you spend your life appreciating, taking advantage of his association, you'll naturally get his association again. And if you don't get his association again, Brahmanda, you just take off into the universe and who knows where you'll end up. So a couple little... We have a meeting with the Brahmacharis later, right? So we'll talk about the wrestling matches later. But one time I was serving Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan. And if you're Srila Prabhupada's servant, you there's some duties you have. One of the duties is when he gives darshan, you have to distribute prasadam after the darshan. And Prabhupada would always have a little jar of sweets on his desk. So one time in Vrindavan, he was preaching to the Vrijvasis and the darshan was finished and then Prabhupada nodded, come and distribute prasadam. So I walked up to his desk and unscrewed the lid on the jar and they were a little para, and they were covered with ants. So I was perplexed and looked at the ants, and I looked at Srila Prabhupada, and I said, Srila Prabhupada, there are ants in the sweet balls. And Srila Prabhupada looked and said, yes, ants do not eat very much. Distribute the prasadam. There was another time I was massaging Prabhupada in Vrindavan. This is before Krishna and Balaram Mandir had been was finished. So the facilities were very crude. And so Srila Prabhupada was under his mosquito net and I was massaging him. Somehow a mosquito got into the net inside. So it was buzzing around and I went to grab it. And Srila Prabhupada stopped me. So I started massaging again. Then the mosquito landed on Srila Prabhupada's shoulder and he turned and said, it is attacking, now you can get it. So in that way, Srila Prabhupada always gave me a wonderful mercy and treated me like a son. Of course, that means I was chastised a few times also, but that was also his mercy. And unlike you, I feel a little regretful that I couldn't take advantage as I would. So please keep up your enthusiastic, inspirational example of enthusiastically practicing Krishna consciousness and inspire all of us who have not been so fortunate, not been so intelligent to dedicate their life to Guru and Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Just wanted to fill the ether with the all auspicious sound of the holy name, surcharge us. How many devotees usually come here? How many are here approximately? How many? 1,000? How many?
1,200.
1,200. You may have noticed me looking around during the lecture and such. I'm just constantly amazed how I see nobody sleeping. Everybody is just hanging on the edge of their floor, listening. It's amazing to me. It made me think of a story of Srila Prabhupada. One Indian gentleman, life member, came to Srila Prabhupada with a complaint. And he said to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, your disciples are always sleeping during class. So, if you've ever seen, maybe in some video or some, Prabhupada's eyebrows, his eyes get very big, very expressive. Oh? Always sleeping? And he said, 95% of the time, they're sleeping. And Prabhupada said, 95% of the time? And the man said, yes, 95% of the time. He said, 95% of the time. He said, so 5% they are listening, you are never listening. Prabhupada always had some great one-liners. So that's why I'm so amazed to see, because I've sat through many classes and listened 5% of the time. And I'm so amazed at the enthusiasm to hear. Hearing is so important. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. We hear, we chant, we remember. So hearing is so important. And the fact that this good, most excellent habit of hearing attentively is such a great quality in terms of
one advancement in Krishna consciousness. In fact, that was Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's comment about Srila Prabhupada, that this boy hears nicely. So the hearing is so wonderful because we've been given the wonder and the beauty of the holy name, Krishna's holy name. And if we miss that opportunity, how unfortunate we are. So I can understand why you are so attentive, because His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj is a very attentive individual. I don't know if he remembers the first time that we met. It was in New Vrindavan. I, believe it or not, was a brahmachari at that time also. And at that time they had some quarters above, right? The brahmachari quarters. So I was traveling with His Holiness Vishnu John Swami. And I was a total city boy. I never had mud between my toes or in my fingernails. And New Vrindavan at that time was very austere. When they told me where the shower was, the ghat, it was really a mudslide. And at that time of the year, you had to break the ice. First you had to slide down the muddy bank to the water, then break the ice, and then take the bucket and pour the muddy water over your body. And then that was your bath, something like 2:30 in the morning. Maharaj was a brahmachari there. I visited the quarters that where they stayed, and it was like the most, and I'm being very polite and kind, the most rustic cabin you can imagine. They would stay there. Maharaj was doing deity worship and cooking for the deities. But this particular incident that I'm thinking of was that Vishnu John Swami was up there. I think it was the attic there, and the brahmacharis around. I was sitting next to him, and Radhanath Swami was sitting, Radhanath Das Brahmachari at that time was sitting next to him, and everybody else was crowded around. And it was very late. Somehow I remember it was like 12 midnight, because we had gotten there late. We went on the bus, and we were there late, and all the devotees were excited to see Vishnu John Swami. And we were up there, and we were all sitting around, and we were listening to Vishnu John Maharaj speak, and they brought him this wonderful maha plate of New Vrindavan milk sweets. And I guess that's how everybody lasted in New Vrindavan, because the milk sweets there were always so incredible, because the cows were milked every day, and all the milk and the byproducts were offered to the deities every day. So the milk sweets. So they offered Vishnu John Swami this big plate of Mahaprasadam at like 12 midnight, and all the brahmacharis were drooling. You know, they're looking. And Vishnu John Swami said, "No, look at this maha plate." He said, "Grihastha life is like this maha plate." He said, "The only difference is you're not supposed to touch any of the sweets." So he said, "Therefore, it's better to be brahmachari. You're not tempted like that." So I was thinking when I saw Maharaj that what nice restraint he had. And he has, and how he listened so nicely. Now he's sannyas and teaching all over the world. And as you can see, I'm wearing white. So I didn't listen so attentively. But Srila Prabhupada gave us direct instructions. We were in Atlanta, and it was one of the most fortunate experiences in my Krishna conscious career. There were about, at that time that we were there with Radhanath Swami in New Vrindavan, there were maybe 8 brahmacharis on Radha Damodar. And then maybe a year and a half later, there were 65 brahmacharis and about 10 sannyasis. And we were meeting with Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was very happy to see a room full of brahmacharis and sannyasis. He was so pleased. He was just looking around. And you know, he was seeing, of course, he was also seeing our hearts. And he said, Brahmachari life was so nice. It's so simple. No fancy bed. You have a chudder. You're tired. You lay down with your chudder. You go to sleep. You get up in the morning. You bathe. And all day long, you're the legs and the arms of your spiritual master. You're working very hard. And Prabhupada was extolling the glories of Brahmachari life. And then he stopped. And again, he gave this very penetrating look. I almost felt like he went right into my heart. Of course, he was going into everybody's heart, but that's the way Prabhupada was in terms of his glance and his statements. And then he stopped and he looked around. He said, "But it is better that you are honest." He said, "We are not so concerned with brahmachari, sannyas, etc." He said, "Better to be honest, brahmachari. And if you can't be honest, brahmachari, then you be honest, grihastha, and serve Krishna." So that was a very memorable experience in my life, because about 13 years later, I finally did take the grihastha ashram, and always tried to remember that premier quality of the Vaishnava is honesty. Not to be duplicitous, not to be deceitful, most importantly, to oneself, because if we're duplicitous or deceitful, dishonest to ourselves, then we perpetuate that deceit in everything that we do. It becomes more important to us to have external image than actually internal cultivation of our hearts. So Prabhupada said, be honest. And that's what we have to try to do in our approach, and everything that we do is to be honest in our approach to the lotus feet of the Lord, to the service of our spiritual master. In this way, if we are honest with ourselves and we can rightly situate ourselves, just like in the Leela of Gajendra, the elephant, Gajendra was fighting the crocodile. It was a mad fight. The crocodile had Gajendra by the leg, and they fought for a long period of time. Gajendra was powerful, king of the elephants. This crocodile was also very powerful. But they were in the water. So as the fight continued, Gajendra became more and more fatigued by the fight. But the crocodile became stronger by the fight. And then Prabhupada says in the purport that if one is properly situated, fighting is going to be there. We have to fight at every moment. We have to fight our mind. We have to fight our demands of our body. So many things we have to fight. So Prabhupada said in that purport that if you are properly situated, like the crocodile was in its element. The Prabhupada used that word, element. The crocodile was in its element, so as the crocodile fought in its element, it became stronger by the fight. And as Gajendra fought out of his element, then he became weaker by the fight. So in that way, we have to become strong in the fight against Maya, particularly in dealing with our mind. Raghunath Das Goswami in the Manashiksha, he addresses his mind. Oh, my wicked mind. Now, he addresses his mind like that. Of course, his mind was totally absorbed in the pastimes of the divine couple, Radha Shyam. But he says, this mind, like in the Bhagavad Gita, which can be our best friend or our worst enemy. You're so wicked because you're always trying to establish yourself preeminent over any personality. You're always distracted. The mind can be the best friend, and in the association of a good friend, we're enthused, we're enlivened, we're encouraged, we're clear in our thought. But if we're in the association of our worst enemy, then we're always watching. We're always fearful. We're always in anxiety. So if we allow our minds in that way to be wicked, to dwell on the distractions, so many distractions can be there, then what happens? We're in the association of someone who is our enemy and will create anxiety and distress and distraction from the real goal, the real purpose of our life, and that is to give everything, surrender everything at the lotus feet of Sri Guru and Gauranga. So Raghunath Das Goswami, he prays, please become free from this wickedness. Become free from this pride. The symptoms of pride are arrogance, deceit, pretense, illusion, and the tendency to commit aparad. He prays, please become free from this pride. Otherwise, we'll be consumed by it. One British poet, Alexander Pope, in his poem, The Rape of the Lock, he made this observation. He said that in pride, our error lies. I was an English major, and that's the only thing I remember of all my studying, of all the literature. I remember that line from Alexander Pope, in pride, our error lies. And Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that this pride, which is manifest through arrogance and illusion and deceit and pretense and a tendency to commit aparad, this arrogance, this pridefulness will be our downfall. So it's recommended that there are six whips of the material energy. It's lust, anger, greed, envy, illusion, madness. That if we have lust, then we can dovetail that by being eager, enthusiastic, passionate to serve Krishna. And we are to meditate on the beautiful form of Krishna. And if we have this eagerness, this utsaha, enthusiasm, Prabhupada said that enthusiasm, if you want to be successful on any level of life, material or spiritual, you have to have utsaha, enthusiasm. So enthusiasm to serve Krishna, eagerness to serve Krishna, to be greedy for that service opportunity, always praying for that service opportunity. And anger, Raghunath Das Goswami said, destroys everything. So our anger, we have it, just like anger can be used in the service of the Lord. Like Hanuman, he became angry at Ravana. And when they set his tail on fire, he burned Lanka. Right? So our anger can be there. If the Vaishnavas are attacked, there's any kind of situation where the Vaishnavas are in jeopardy, that the anger can be there. And also, to become free from envy, illusion, and madness. We are all mad as long as we're not crying every time we chant the holy name of the Lord, as long as we remain attached to this material world. That's a symptom of craziness or madness. But our madness can be dovetailed and purified if we become mad after the association of the devotees, and mad in kirtan. You know, sometimes outsiders look at the devotees in kirtan, dancing and chanting, totally lost in their absorption, and they think, what crazy people. What mad people. So that madness that we have that can be engaged in Krishna consciousness also in our madly chanting the holy name of the Lord. Because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said the glories of the holy name are unlimited. And everyone, every day, it was his recommendation that you meditate on the glories of the holy name and become mad after the nectar of the holy name. Whether chant it incorrectly or correctly, whether chant it carefully or carelessly, chant the holy name, knowingly or unknowingly, chant the holy name. The holy name is as such that intellect, logic, and reason cannot be understood, cannot understand the glories of the holy name. It is only faith and devotion, determination, coming from the heart. This is how we can know the holy name. Radharani, when Krishna was disguised as a demigoddess, Krishna asked Radharani, "What is prema?" And Radharani said, "Prema is as such that when you analyze it, it goes far, far away. So it cannot be understood by the intellect or logic or reason. Only this faith and devotion from the innermost core of our heart. This is the glory, in part, of the holy name. The holy name sanctifies the mind and steadies it. The holy name cleanses the heart. The holy name is the only remedy for the age of Kali Yuga and its effects. It's the antidote. This is the glories of the holy name. The holy name reveals everything and contains everything. The holy name contains the form of the Lord, his pastimes, the qualities of the Supreme Lord. The holy name, even within the context of the holy name, our spiritual identity will be revealed. And our Nitya Seva at the lotus feet of the divine couple, Sisi Radha Gopinath, will be revealed, like the unfolding of a lotus flower. So this is the in part, the glories of the holy name and the wonderful opportunity that we have been given by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. So, my obeisances at the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas here who have developed in the mood of His Holiness Radhanath Swami the wonderful quality of Vaishnava appreciation and etiquette and great ability to steady the mind and be attentive to the chanting of the holy name and the discourse of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamaniti Namane. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Divise Se Sunyavari Vaskachare Satarane Go Brahmanaya Devaya Go Brahmanaya Hitaya Cha Jagahitaya Krishnaya Go Vandaya Namo Maha. So in this verse, Go Brahmanaya, Krishna is talking about, the Shastra is talking about someone that is very dear to Krishna. This word go, it means the cows, the land, and the senses. And so these three personages have very special meaning to all the living entities in this world because they are dear to Krishna. Everyone has senses. And with these senses come so many different desires. so many different wants. And Prabhupada Kamani has taught us that these desires, these senses, can be used in Krishna's service. The word go also means land, Mother Bhumi. In previous ages, Mother Bhumi has had many difficulties. And this particular time is not any different. This morning I went for a walk across some of Bombay. And as I was walking, I was hearing from the land. I'm a very sensitive person and I can feel what the land is saying. And the land was very sad. So many people playing different kinds of games, not showing respect to the land. Some places there are nice little parks and everything is very nice and pristine, but it's all very artificial. But when you go to some place that is very natural, there you can see man has been. All kinds of refuges there, burdening Mother Bhumi. So we can see this is Kali Yuga, the age of distress. Either Mother Bhumi, she is in distress. And the word go also means cow. I've spent most of my life engaged in some kind of activity with the cow. But I didn't really understand just who the cow was until I had the opportunity to learn from other Vaishnavas the importance of the cow. She has many lessons to teach. In this regard, I will tell a little story about one very special jiva. Because you see, they are persons. They are spirit souls. They have likes and dislikes, just like you, just like I. We are thinking that, oh, we have a human body. We're so much better than all these other living entities. But they are also feeling the same thing we feel. The only thing that they lack is they don't have the human capability of reasoning. So this cow, this was long time ago, and my memory is very short. So I have forgotten this particular cow's name. I don't remember them all, like Maharaja said. I forget a few. But this particular cow, she was always very, very eager to render service to Krishna. And she would run from the far side of the field just to come in the barn to give milk to Krishna. And upon arriving at the door, she would stop and very humbly wait until every cow has passed into the barn. And so this cow, she was having great difficulty. Getting into the barn. So she waited until the last one came in, and then she came in. Now, in this particular farm was very cold. It was very wet. It was winter. Outside, there was almost 2 meters of snow on the ground. And there was a very strong wind. The barn was a very large barn that had very thick timbers as walls. So inside was maybe 30 degrees. The cows, it was too cold for them to be outside. And this cow, she had the last stall right by the door. And the door never really closed very well, so there was a draft coming in. And so one day she caught cold, very bad cold. It turned into pneumonia. And she lied down on her side. When a cow lies down on its side, it's very difficult for it to get back up because the center of gravity is by the shoulder. So it takes a great deal of effort to stand up once they are lying down flat. And so she was in this position for 2 weeks, not moving there, just breathing barely. Great distress all the time. And so one day, after about 2 weeks, she struggled to get up. So I helped her sit up as best I could. And then she stood on her wobbly legs. And she started to take some faltering steps. Now just think, lying down for 2 weeks. Some very great problems occur to an individual. His muscles deteriorate. So many problems happen with inside. But this cow stood and she walked for some distance until she came to a little doorway. And she pushed it with her head and the door opened a little. And she squeezed her way through the door. I knew something special was happening here. So I asked one devotee to run to the temple and to tell all the devotees who lived along the way. The temple was, maybe 3 kilometers away. And that he was to collect from the temple conch shell, madanga, and kartals and bring them back to the barn and make sure as many devotees come as possible. Because you see, this cow, she was about to leave her body. But she had such strong faith in Krishna that she surmounted all kinds of difficulties and walked to a place in the barn. It was not easy for her to get there because the passageways were very narrow and her body is fairly wide. Most cows' bodies are fairly wide. But this passageway was very narrow, but somehow she managed to get to this place. This was the back of the door to the entrance where all the devotees would enter into the barn. This was an area that the cows were restricted from. And on the back of the door, there was this, I think maybe some people have seen, this portrait of Paramatma, a large pinkish color of Paramatma. And she fell on the ground at the foot of that picture of Paramatma. So you can see, one doesn't have to have a human form to be attracted to Krishna.
He may have the body of a cow or some other kind of body. It is not important what kind of material body you have. What is important is how you have remembrance of Krishna under all circumstances. Yet in this human form, there is possibility for going back to Godhead. So don't waste this opportunity. The cow understood the purpose that Krishna had placed before her. Don't you? Not forget the lesson she has taught. Jai, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Kanti Mataji, would you like to speak some words? You could come, please. Wait. Microphone is just coming. You can sit if you like.
Is the microphone really necessary?
Oh. Yes.
There can be all kinds of happiness and
please
distress.
Hold it closer.
You can see I'm not used to this. Jai. There can be all kinds of happiness and distress, and at any moment, the things you hold most dear can be taken away. But the things that can't be taken away, ever, is the association of the holy name and the compassion of the Vaishnavas. So when my family went through the difficult struggle we went through, losing a brother and a son all over the planet, the compassion of the Vaishnavas rang out and offered us prayers and support. And we were comforted knowing that that spirit soul that we had known as family was going to be helped to wherever he goes next. And that we were very grateful for that. So by the unbelievable mercy of Srila Prabhupada, so many wonderful and stalwart devotees have created these wonderful, beautiful places where one can gain the association of the Vaishnava and feel that compassion. That was Prabhupada's special mercy. And he asked that he gave us that mercy, and the only thing we can do to please him is to give that mercy to other people. And the mood here is so wonderful that we can only be humbled by it and grateful for it. And you should understand exactly how fortunate you are, because the association of the devotees is the only wealth in this place, or any place, is what I'm thinking. Someday maybe I'll find out, but I'm thinking that that's the way it is. Thank you.
Thank you. Let us all pray to Sri Radha Gopinath.